Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Molly Rice, welcome back to Berg Vivant.
So psyched to be here
this
again.
This is great because I think in 4 years, you are one of our first repeat guests.
Oh, really?
We've gotten to that point, so congratulations.
That's pretty special.
Things have changed since you were last on.
This
right?
is so swanky.
I mean, a
whole new class of gin, I will say.
I know, we did get our gin budget. We knew you
Much
were coming.
Better.
Yes,
yeah.
indeed. So cheers to you.
Thank you. You too.
And to Real Time Intervention's upcoming project, which I have a lot of questions about. It's titled Angel Makers. And now here's the second half of the title, which I'm very curious about. Songs for Female Serial Killers.
Indeed.
Let's discuss. What is this and what can we expect?
Well, okay. So it started with a book that I was reading about female serial killers and how they're different from male serial killers. Just a fascination, as many of us have.
What did you find to be one of the main differences?
One of them is that they use different methods. They do a lot of poisoning.
Oh.
They use sort of domestic methods to kill. And often, it's interesting, and often their reasons are a little bit different. They have to do with maybe a need that they have for financial gain, or even social inequity leads to females killing for the first time, but then they discover that they like it. So it's a little bit different than men. Got really interested in this book, and it was in chapter form. So each serial killer had her own chapter, and that started to feel like, oh, this could be sort of a musical project with one song for each woman. And we were really interested in how far can you go with human empathy? Like, can we ask an audience to open their idea of what humanity is to include even the people that do the worst things?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow music helps with that.
Well, Assassins got away with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's very
so
that's
there's
a
little
great,
bit of a
yes.
predecessor there.
That's right.
So
no,
you
I'm
say,
no
well,
Sondheim
they did
here.
It, and people
that's
went to
right.
see that.
That's right. And it's a great touchstone for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a similar structure. It's just songs. So when you come, you'll see basically a concert. So you'll see one song after the next with some interstitials and some characters and, you know, that sort of thing. But our hope is that each song will build on the next in a sort of aggregate way, you know, to create an experience.
Was this intentionally framed around Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did do that. We thought this would be the right time of year. You know, I think serial killers are fascinating all the time. I mean, there is so much out there about serial killers. We were just watching Mindhunter last night, and which of course was filmed here, and it's eternally interesting, you know, not only the differences that killers have, but also their similarities to us.
That's, and this is specifically serial killers, which
yes.
means they have killed repeatedly. Wait, did two kills equal serial? It has to be three.
I learned
now,
that.
See, I
yeah.
didn't know that.
I know, me neither. There, we do have one that is sort of an outlier to that, and her name is Mary Bell. She was 11 years old when she killed two-year-old boys. She came from a terrible, terrible background, but she doesn't really count as a serial killer per se, except that if they hadn't caught her, I suspect she would continue.
Oh.
So she's a rough
one. Is
she
in your show?
She sure is,
What's
yeah.
the title of her song?
Her song is called Teeth. She's wondering.
We could just leave it at that.
Let's just leave it at that.
That
you guys just imagine, yes.
Be a teaser
That's
for
great.
What's
yeah.
to come.
Yeah.
So now, is this a show for the whole family, or
no.
would you recommend
no.
Adults only?
Yeah, I would say even, you know, 12 and up. It is not sensationalistic.
Mm.
It's not to make fun of or mock, you know,
That's
these women.
Important.
It is. It's not gruesome or lurid. We don't talk about the gory details. It's really about them as people and what might have led to,
Could
you
we
know.
Say an artistic examination?
Exactly.
Of the
I
subject
like it.
Material?
I like it very much.
So no shock value, but something that'll probably make you think.
I think so.
About the minds of these individuals. So how was it for you writing for them, reading about them, writing for them, and then having to step out? Are you still
sane and with us?
Well, someone else would have to answer that question, I suppose. But I actually found myself having a lot more empathy than I thought. Mm. You know, it's been an interesting process because there's been moments of real sadness for these women, moments of absolute dissociation, like they're, you know, very different, and just the whole range, you know.
Yeah.
So it's I hope to bring that to the audience, a sense each song to offer a sense of something different.
Well, what led you to the material in the first place, to want to start reading about these ladies and investigating them?
Well, our co-artistic director, Rusty Thielen, was doing a couple of projects on serial killers. A whole other story, and he actually did get freaked out. He was like, okay, no more, no
Too far down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, so he kind of handed me the book. He's like, here, honey. Oh,
so there was an apprentice. You were an apprentice.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, once you start reading about women, it's a whole different story. It's it's women who had families that were too big to feed, and what do I do? Or women who had abusive husbands, or, you know, there's all kinds. I'm not at all condoning their behavior.
Oh, right. We should maybe make it very clear.
Yeah, I know. Right.
But, we got it in there. Okay.
Right. Thank you. Right. But there's definitely a and then there are others, you know, who clearly just had a hunger that most of us don't contend with, you know, like Dexter or someone like that, who just had something different going on, you know, biologically that the rest of us don't deal with. So.
And is it sort of like a, do these songs take place in sort of a cabaret, or is it more of like a concert, like song after song?
It's like a concert, you know. It's, the conceit of the show is sort of that these three women who are performers, actually I'll talk about them a little bit. We have Melia Ayash, who's Lebanese. We brought her over. We've worked with her before. She's this incredible international performer. She's she plays four or five instruments. She speaks four or five languages. She's just a really special performer. So she's sort of our lead performer. And then we found these two wonderful local musicians who come from the punk rock scene. And one is the drummer for Murder for Girls. I mean, I couldn't get any
coincidence
better than that. I know, right? And then the other one is this this guitarist bassist who's just, her name's Zorana, and she's just a force of nature. So so those are the three, and we sort of have been making a band with these women. And the conceit is that they're sort of channeling each serial killer. And what would that person, what would that woman say if she had one last chance to say something to an audience? So that's kind of what we're working with.
But and is it all a rock genre? Or
no,
is it,
it's all over the place.
Okay, interesting.
I mean, this is my first electropop. Like, I actually wrote an electropop, like, you know, 80s dance club, like, song. And then we've got country, we've got post-punk, we've got from one end to the other of the spectrum. So
a very interesting way to tell a very interesting story, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can see it October 25th through November 4th. It would be a cool Halloween-y. November 11th.
Sorry about
you know that. What? There was a fly on my paper. October 25th through November 11th. That's actually my bad handwriting is what it is.
It's the gym.
So great sort of Halloween-ish date night.
I think so.
Or even, you know, early fall thing, catch up on it the first week in November there, Tuesday through Saturday, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And this is in Lawrenceville at a new performance space, right?
This place is going to be so cool, Brian. It's going to be a while before it's fully finished, but they're going to have a full proscenium upstairs, old Slavic dance hall. They're going to have a cabaret middle floor and then a black box downstairs. So that's one of the real...
And it's called Aftershock Theater. And you'll be one of the first performances in that new space.
Yeah.
So see it now.
Yeah. It'll be dusty and crumbling, but right for
perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you know how much you'd have to pay a scenic designer to
That's
do that
what I
for
said.
You?
That's
this
what
is
I said.
Perfect. Site specific.
Right.
You know, it's very exciting. So again, Angel Makers, Songs for Female Serial Killers by Real Time Interventions. Opening October 25th and running through November 11th. Molly, we will see you there.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.